All right, thank you. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk, Mick Kerr broadcasting. This is day number 3 of Big Iron, and with a tear in my eye, we're only here for another couple hours. 4 o'clock is when Big Iron 2020, the only farm show in the country this year, and according to Cody Cashman, general manager out here, the best in the world, right, Cody?
You're darn right. It's the best one I've seen all year, so that's for sure. I would say we're the best in the world right now.
Yeah. So you are, this is a kind of a strange year to take over something. This has been a unique upside down year for everybody, but maybe especially for you.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it, when we were getting the job figured out, if I was going to come here or not, it was one of those deals where, well, you're going to be dealing with this pandemic, and what is it going to be like? And so it's a weird year, but to be honest with you, you know, I think we handled it pretty well. Obviously, we're out here having a successful event.
Yeah, you did all the right things for this event with the social distancing. Like, you know, we've been in the commercial building for eons, and now this year we're outside. And so, you know, there's 3 bottles of hand sanitizer and some wipes and everything in between us. So everybody's doing the right thing, and you've got your mask on. I got my mask in my pocket here. And everybody's happy with and comfortable with doing what they're doing.
Yeah, that was the big plan this year was, you know, if we're going to do this, we got to make sure everybody feels safe. I mean, yeah, you got all those people out there that say, yeah, I don't care, I'm coming anyways, I'm not wearing a mask or whatever, but, you know, that's fine. But I wanted to make sure that if people wanted to come feel safe, they can, and we were able to really focus on the social distancing aspect of this event, and so we did. I mean, and as you can see, we moved a lot of people outside that normally are inside. The big thing we did was move the food court. You know, the food court's normally in this jam-packed area with all of these people and, you know, golf carts and people movers running around. So what we did was we moved it all the way west property. And you know what? It's been a huge success. People are spaced out. You got tables, picnic tables that are 20 feet apart from one another. Mm-hmm. So obviously hand sanitizer locations and, you know, signage is key. We kept every single door that we have that people are going to actually have to go through wide open so they didn't actually touch the door, which, you know, the county health department, you know, really, you know, drove home on some of these things, and we did it. So they're pretty happy with our plan. I'm pretty happy with what we have accomplished with such a weird year. You know, nobody really knows how to handle these things. And to be honest, you know, I think we did an awesome job. Our staff has been phenomenal.
And I give you an A+, a blue ribbon, a star by the Big Iron name. So.
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
Well, I haven't had you on the radio very much this year, so let's tell everybody, who's Cody Cashman?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm local to Carroll County, Maryland, born and raised, showed 4-H and FFA my whole life, and pigs, sheep, steers, and the occasional goat, and I also did livestock judging and was pretty successful with that. Big into 4-H, my whole family, my background there is fairs. You know, my dad runs the Maryland State Fair in Timonium. I was on the Carroll County Fair Board and a life member of the Frederick Fair in Maryland as well. So about 4 or 5 fairs they're involved with. And then finally decided, hey, you know what? This is what I want to do for my whole life. And went and worked at the York Fair in York, Pennsylvania, the largest fair in the state of PA. So that was a big deal for me, and worked there for 6 years. And then the job opportunity came up in here, and we decided to head on out and go to the Wild West.
Yeah, you got family and
yeah, got a wife and kids. My wife Megan, we got married about 4 or 5 years ago, I think it is now, and I have a 3-year-old son named Wyatt, daughter 2 years old. She's her name's Casey, and they love it here. We just bought a house in Amenia.
Oh, all right, wonderful. That's a great community. You're out in the country, and maybe you can get some animals out there.
That's the plan. I mean, I think we're in the town of Amenia. I got to figure out how I'm going to have animals, but keep talking about it.
Start with chickens, I guess.
Yeah.
We can't do that in West Fargo. So
right.
I'm bummed about that. So. All right. So the decision to cancel the Red River Valley Fair or postpone it 1 year, that must have been a difficult one.
It was. You know, it wasn't the easiest thing in the world. In fact, I was actually in Maryland when I made that decision. You know, I technically didn't start till May 1st, but I kind of knew what was going to happen. You know, the go, no-go date is usually 60 days or so before an event. And, you know, it was getting down to the wire, and things were just not looking good across the country. And really, it came down to our, you know, carnival company and the performers, you know, that were going to be here for the fair, and some of our food vendors, things like that. There were a lot of them just backing out, saying they couldn't do it. If you can't have rides, you can't have food, and you can't have certain other things, it's just not much of a fair. So we decided, you know what, it's better to just kind of wait, do it right, the next year and make it bigger and better next year, and then do a kind of a not as good a job or halfway job this year. So it wasn't easy, but at the end of the day, we knew it was the right thing to do, and it was the right thing to do, and we're pretty happy with what we did. And, you know, with the decision of Big Iron, it was different. You know, with Big Iron, we're focused on our vendors. We're focused on, you know, making sure our vendors get to see the farmers that are here, and we're that's really our job here. So it's not necessarily as much quantity as it is quality is what we focused on for Big Iron. And for Fair, I want as many people through that gate as I can possibly get, and, you know, there's no way we could have did that with COVID.
Yeah. And, you know, life is a matter of perspective. We look at, okay, I couldn't go to the fair, but I never thought of it from the performers, from all the concerts, from the folks who run the rides and everything. From their perspective, they probably missed it worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're not kidding. I mean, these guys are, you know, the industry right now, the entertainment industry is taking a real big hit. I mean, yeah, some of them I don't feel too bad for. They're going to have to get rid of one of their 20 cars. But for some of these folks, you know, if you start thinking about the carnival companies, carnival is a tough job. It's tough business to be in. Yeah. And when you start thinking of it that way, you know, these guys really work hard and they only really get, you know, 7 to 8 months to really make their money. And they, you know, work this year was bad for them. So they're really struggling.
Yeah. Restaurants and carnival companies. Agriculture has been had a tough couple of years, and now it's a little bit better right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are feeling pretty good about this year. I mean, my brother actually works at Hatfield in Pennsylvania, the meat company there, and he says they're busy constantly. So I do think that's I think things are going pretty well.
All right, again for next year, and tomorrow you begin planning, or maybe you've already planned for a 2021 version of Big Iron. So anything new and exciting to announce?
Yeah, you know what? The big thing that we're really going to be focusing on this year is actually the Monster Truck Show, which is right after this. We tear down tomorrow, and then we get right into it with the Monster Truck Show next Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it's looking pretty good. There's still tickets available, but it's a heck of a show. The folks that are putting it on are top-notch. We're also looking at doing the Kane Brown Show as well. We have the concert. And then after that, we're doing tailgating. We're doing a big tailgating event because you can't tailgate NDSU this year. So come on out here at October 3rd. That's what we're doing. So we're busy, and we're planning on doing some more drive-in movies and things of that nature. So keep an eye out for it. And, you know, if you feel safe to come. And we're going to do our best to make you feel that you can come here safely.
People feel safe with their family at home, or they feel they don't mind traveling. Well, you can come here, watch a concert, watch a movie in your car, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we really had to sit down and go, okay, you know, what can we do now? I mean, we know fair's canceled. Okay, fine. We're over that. Now what? You know, we got to stay relevant. We got to stay busy. And obviously, we got to stay in business. So we decided to kind of pivot and do something a little different that's never been done before. And to be honest with you, best thing we ever did.
Well, Cody Cashman, general manager out here at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Park, where you have something going on pretty much every week of the year. But this is a big one, Big Iron. And again, I guess the only farm show in the world this year, this fall. So it's the best one.
Absolutely. Hands down. We're the best.
But every year we are. So, hey, great to visit with you on the radio again. And thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.